This is Timothy Young, a New Mexico resident who was pulled over by the Deming police force in 2012 for nothing more than allegedly failing to use a turn signal.
It started out as a minor traffic stop, but the next 14 hours would turn into a humiliating violation of a New Mexico man's body by police and doctors.
Young was subjected to a series of invasive anal procedures that failed to turn up any contraband. Why did such a minor infraction lead to an anal probe? The search was carried out on the hunch of this officer, Leo the dog.
Dubious instances involving canines are both frequent and deeply troubling.
If you are a cop and you have a dog, all you have to do is claim the dog alerted and you can search any car you want.
Jacob Sullum is a senior editor at Reason Magazine who's written extensively about canine misuse.
The power of the police dog basically begins with the assumption that they don't make mistakes. Dogs do have a superhuman ability to smell stuff. There's no question about that, they really do. So it has to be a properly trained dog and it has to be used properly. So you can't simply conclude based on the fact that dogs have this well-known ability to smell stuff that humans can't smell, that any old dog is going to be able to do this.
This is Andy Falco, a former police officer and canine handler for the Anaheim Police Department in California.
Law enforcement sometimes gets an idea of who their criminals are in their particular city. They will motivate their dog or cue their dog to alert when there's absolutely nothing there.
Falco then demonstrated how easy it is for cops to manipulate a dog to gain access to your vehicle.
Hey, come here. Search. And then they get to a point where they want the dog to sit in the back of the vehicle.
And they go, what do you got? What do you got? The
dog sits. Very easy.
The dog never smelt the narcotics. The dog never sniffed the car. And now, of course, you can say, my dog alerted on your car. And then they go, that's enough for us. And they go inside the vehicle.
There are no uniform standards for training the dogs or for training the trainers. Many departments do their own training. So they set their own standards. One of the cases the Supreme Court heard last year involved that very question. What does it mean to say the dog is properly trained? And they basically ended up saying, if the police department says he's properly trained, it's okay for judges to assume that that's true in the absence of evidence to the contrary.
Sullum points out that the accuracy of drug sniffing dogs is anything but a settled matter. A 2011 analysis by the Chicago Tribune of suburban police departments found that searches justified by a dog's alert failed to turn up drugs 56% of the time. Recent studies done by government inspectors in Australia found false positives of 74% and 80%. Yet a 2013 Supreme Court ruling insists that a court can presume that a dog's alert provides probable cause to search.
Of course, the police department is going to say their dog is well trained. And of course, the reason why they might want a dog that was not that well trained is if you have a dog that will alert on cue or alerts promiscuously just at random, that's a very useful tool for you to be able to search people that you have other grounds to think are suspicious.
I think there's an issue sometimes with the training. Some handlers in small departments don't have the budget to contract with somebody to get the training that they need. They perhaps maybe train the dog to find some odors, but they don't give all the information that's necessary. They don't teach the handler how to be effective. I've seen cases where somebody trained their own dog in their backyard and they take it to work and use it as a drug dog. That actually exists and happens.
Preventing future cases of police abuse isn't the only reason law enforcement officials need to set up new standards for how police dogs are used. Canines, when used properly, make us safer.
Just like a car, just like the gun, a dog is a necessary tool for every police department because they're that effective. The problem is we're going to lose them because we're not using them the way that we're supposed to.